This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Republican Party is moving toward a legal challenge to the state's open primaries law. The party has asked the Federal Elections Commission for guidance in raising money to support a lawsuit. The recently elected Colorado GOP chair made restricting who can vote in the party's primaries a central part of his campaign. Colorado voters approved open primaries overwhelmingly in 2016. Red flag orders require people to temporarily give up their guns if they're deemed a danger to themselves or others. But CPR News has found that actually getting a red flag order for a family member or a former partner can be difficult. State lawmakers are looking to address that, potentially by setting up a hotline to answer questions. Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon.
We want people to know in the state that there is a resource to help them navigate how to access one and if they qualify to access one.
The hotline is an amendment to a bill that would expand who can file for a red flag order to include teachers, therapists, and other professionals. Meanwhile, last night, members of Colorado's Black community discussed possible solutions to prevent gun violence in Denver public schools. Local and state leaders participated in a roundtable event at the New Hope Baptist Church. State Attorney General Phil Weiser called for more mental health resources.
It's not okay not to acknowledge it and get help because trauma, as we know, stays in the body. Torments people.
The roundtable follows the deaths of two East High students in the past month due to gun violence. This is CPR and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. This afternoon, during All Things Considered, catch a story about how Denver's Cleo Parker Robinson is launching a special event with the Colorado Symphony, recognizing her contribution to the arts.